USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is leaving the G7 summit early to head for his Tuesday summit with North Korea and Singapore. After meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, Macron said he thought there was a way to get a win-win outcome on trade.
I think we had a very open and direct discussion this afternoon. We always had this kind of discussion. And I think on trade, there is a critical path, but there is a way to progress altogether.
President Trump charged into the Group of Seven summit at odds with key allies over U.S. tariffs, then set out to diffuse tension with friendly banter and offered vague claims of progress in trade talks. Crowds came out in Seoul, South Korea today for a rally supporting next week's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Rally participants gathered to wish for a successful meeting that'll bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
A viral video alleging police brutality has spurred an inquiry in Arizona. USA's Wendy King has more.
In Mesa, Arizona, an independent investigation is coming after police were shown on video beating a suspect and roughing up a teen. Police Chief Ramon Batista.
Let me be crystal clear. I'm angry and I'm deeply disappointed by what I saw in those videos. It's unacceptable and it needs to stop immediately.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Although a woman made a credible claim of an unwanted sexual encounter against Missouri's recently resigned governor, Special Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker says Eric Reitens will not face felony charges.
Effectively, the clock has run out for any review for the invasion of privacy case.
The statute of limitations is 3 years. Crichton's was accused of taking a photo of the woman with whom he was having an extramarital affair without her consent and threatening to release it publicly if she disclosed the relationship. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is still erupting. Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Tomaj Magno says that help from FEMA is needed to house evacuees, with more than 400 people in shelters and more than 100 homes destroyed.
We're still at the 130, but anticipate a high number once the departments get their work done.
Justify is seeking to become horse racing's 13th Triple Crown winner and second in 4 years when he runs in the Belmont Stakes this evening. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner is the early 4-5 favorite for the 1.5-mile Belmont, the longest and most grueling of the three-race series. If Justify beats nine rivals in the 150th Belmont, Bob Baffert would become the second trainer to win the Triple Crown twice.
I want to win for the horse. I want Justify to be up there with those great horses. Now it's about that horse. It's not about Mike Smith, Bob Baffert. It's about Justify.
Justify is 5-0 in a career that began with his first race in February. He didn't compete as a 2-year-old. Tayyip Sumani of Little Ferry, New Jersey, says he got a little scared when he saw the grocery store clerk react after checking his lottery ticket. It was a winner.
She keeps saying, oh, my God, and it's like, when you see a Tom and Jerry cartoon. The heart go boom, 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 boom. I feel it.
Now he's $183 million richer. He's paid off his kids' college and has quit his job as an accountant. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.